Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to High Priestess. I'm Erin.
And I'm Persephone.
And today we're going to be talking all about our favourite thing in the world, catcalling.
We just love it. We live for that shit. Bye-bye. So I wanted to discuss catcalling and like street harassment a bit because, I mean, both of us, I feel we've discussed this, have just been experiencing it way too much recently.
We're obviously looking really good lately.
We're obviously looking our best.
Better than ever. No, I'm joking. That's not where this is going to go.
No. But it's a bit crazy. I've just moved to London and I think I've just been a bit shocked with the actual amount. And I've lived in London before and I just wasn't experiencing it this amount. I don't know what it is. In this whole area, I've just been getting them left, right and centre. Then you came to visit me and you were like, God, I just got off the train. And
yeah.
It's happening non-stop. You've had it twice today.
Twice today, yeah. And it's only 2 p.m. Yeah. I've only been outside once.
Well, I've been here now for about a month. I've had it more times than I've had it my entire life added together.
That's crazy.
And some of the most crazy catcalls and harassment of my life.
Oh,
so can you tell me the one you had today?
Okay, so yeah, today, how funny, on the way to record a catcalling podcast and I get catcalled twice, but it's fine.
It's fine, we're getting over it.
Doesn't matter, it's all right. So what happened was, I was sat at the station and this guy who worked at the station came, he had his high vis on, very official. He stomped over to me and I thought, oh, okay, he's going to tell me something about the train.
Yeah.
He's going to tell me something important that I need to know. Yeah. I mean, my ticket, my rail card, something's happened here.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Pulled my earphones out, first of all.
Oh, big mistake.
Big mistake.
Huge. Don't do that.
I even halfway through talking to him, put one back in.
It's like, I'm half.
Just to show I'm half listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, he came over and he said, bit cold for that dress, isn't it? And I said, sorry, because I had my earphones in. He said, you're wearing a dress and it's freezing. And I said, it's awkward already, it's horrific. And I said, oh, it's always summer over here in my kind of life, my bubble that I'm living without you.
Nice. Just a brush under the carpet, just like, yeah. I'm going to pretend you didn't comment on my dress.
Yeah. And then he said, what are your thoughts on the weather? Would you rather it to be sunny or snowy? And I thought, oh, we're in this.
Oh, I didn't realise I was in a seminar.
I actually didn't realise that was where I was going, but okay.
Are you doing
so? I pulled out my notebook. I thought, what are my thoughts on the weather?
I love a crisp autumn day.
I'm just so glad you asked. Anyway, gave my answer. I won't go into it.
Which one?
Well, I said it depends. I said I quite like a blue sky. I said I quite like it today, blue sky, but like a bit cold.
Nice.
And he said, yeah, fresh. I said, yeah, fresh, exactly. Best of both worlds.
Such a weird combo.
Then he started talking to me about his sister who
cut
her hair. Her hair used to be really, really long.
Oh,
and
fuck.
She cut it and she started crying when she cut it. I thought, God, that's whatever.
We've
anyway,
there.
Then he asked me, what do I do? How old are you? What's your name? I thought, God, in quite a short amount of time, you've accumulated quite a lot of info.
He's
on
literally
me.
The guy from you.
Literally.
He's like, so what's your name? Quick search.
Yeah. He said, well, I'm James. Nice to meet you. Well, he sussed me out a bit because he goes, what are your thoughts on Brexit then? After I told him that I did anthropology. In history, he was
nice.
Like, oh fuck, okay. I think he kind of thought, I think I'd come across a bit Dumbo.
No, there's no
way. I had though. Oh, I'm just wearing my dress in the middle
and you're
of
like,
January.
I love a blue sky.
I just love a blue sky. It's just a fresh. I just love that word, fresh. Like, who's this
crazy.
Dumbo? Like,
yeah.
So then I thought, well, I've actually got a degree. I'm gonna let you know because you're asking me what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I did a degree. That's what I've been up to actually. James,
what have you been doing? Train
what have you
man,
been?
Driving trains.
And then he said, so Boris Johnson. What are your thoughts on him?
What do you fucking
anything
think?
Anything I say here, you're just repeating back to me. You're a faker, James. Like, you're a big fat faker.
It's like, well, if you want to look at my feed, Higher Priestess, yeah,
exactly.
We actually make a lovely graphic about Boris Johnson.
Exactly.
About him being an absolute Eton mess.
Anyway, we actually had quite a nice combo. He was genuinely curious about me and my life.
Yeah.
In terms of like a conversation, in the sense that I am a 23-year-old woman and a man who is first of all in a position of authority, not just by his job, but by his uniform, immediately, my butt cheeks are clenching.
Yeah, honestly.
Immediately, I'm like on the edge of my seat, one earphone still in, ready to like make a run for it across the platform.
But why do you feel that he felt entitled to quiz you?
At one point, his friend, his pal, his colleague, kind of like nodded at him and he like kind of waved at him as if to say like, yeah, I'm busy like talking to this girl. And I kind of thought, you've obviously seen me walk past and kind of said to your pal, like, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
I just don't have the energy for that anymore. I literally don't have the energy.
Well, that's the thing. He was quite nice.
Every man that tries to start a conversation
with
a big thing about my favourite type of weather.
Well, that kind of, to me, is like, oh, you're bugging me because you're beating around the bush. Like, you obviously want to talk to me because you're interested in me.
Yeah.
You came to me trying to start a combo.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting frustrated because you're beating around the bush and I would rather you just fully, like, come out with something worthwhile. Are you single? Are you interested in me? Can I have your number? Blah, blah, blah. But then, if he did that, I would find that even worse and I'm actually quite grateful that I had that conversation. So it's almost like, I don't know what I would want from James. Obviously, I want nothing from
him. But that's also, he didn't do anything aggressive, like that was not that was just someone.
Well, he's at work.
It's not get your tits out on like
yeah
walk,
exactly
walk in the dark.
Exactly,
like, that's very different. You're in a safe train station.
Yeah,
and this man going, oh, a bit cold for that dress.
Yeah,
that is just a different thing.
Yeah.
But that's just a man feeling completely entitled to your time and also trying. Like, I wonder if you were a man in your business suit, would a woman who's working at the train station feel entitled to talk to him?
Absolutely not. But I did almost kind of think, you know, when you just know that someone's not being a dick
because they're 95% of the dickish at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that sounds like not catcalling, just a lovely chat.
Yeah, it was quite a nice
chat.
But
also just with a hint of creep.
It started off as like, I think he was all right as well because I kind of saw the flicker of fear before I told him how old I was. I think he kind of thought, oh fuck, she might be young.
She's
and I fucked up
old.
Yeah, but I saw that, you know, it just flashes across his eyes of like, oh, I'm at work.
Yeah,
not
I'm
only
being
have I done this, yeah, I'm a paedophile in the workplace. It's like the worst place to be if you're gonna be a
paedophile. To be a paedophile at your, it's like not only are you going to jail but you're getting fired. So when I was thinking about sort of the idea of catcalling, I started to like break it down in an English literature way.
Catcalling.
No, I genuinely was.
Well,
I was,
that was the second one that happened to me. I had that whole convo with James and then I was walking down and I was like, woo woo. Oh no, no.
What?
God, three times.
Oh my God.
Because as soon as I came out of the station, this guy went, hi miss, can I please, like, you look lovely.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, oh sorry, I was like, I'm really in a rush.
What is wrong with this
I thought,
place?
Listen, I've had it up to here, James.
James number two.
Yeah,
I just
thought, like, I can't now. I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm really in a rush. And he goes, please, like, just a minute. It's like a bit weird.
I honestly have been thinking I'm in the full Truman Show walking around here.
Yeah.
It's like every single person has never seen a girl before.
Right, she's coming, let's do this.
Well, I told
in 3, 2, 1, miss, you look lovely today.
Well, I told you about the crazy one I had. Walking down the street, someone actually comes up to me and goes, hot damn, you're pretty. Which is the craziest
that is
thing.
Hilarious.
And when I told you, you were like, was it Bruno Mars?
Honestly, like, if it's anyone, it kind of sounds like he kind of popped his hat off to you, like did a little,
jive. But I've honestly, it's just like, there's something about this place where it's just people just come up to you 24/7.
It's kind of like there's an aphrodisiac in the air.
Yeah, like, but only for the men, all the women are terrified. I've been leaving the house in like full tracksuits. No one's going,
no,
I'm
literally,
to
it's the middle
them.
Of January.
It's the middle of January, I'm scarf, hat, mittens.
Mittens!
Hot day! You're pretty, yeah, I'm having them 24/7, it's horrific.
Hilarious.
But yeah, catcalling, the word.
Mm. Mm.
The what? Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
Oh, no, I think I would die.
Like, fully, like, the arm movements, like, yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
If so,
not the here, kitty, 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 but yeah, when I was about 15. Definitely more than once. And they're like moving their fingers, like, you guys know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, rubbing the sorts of fingers and thumbs together.
Yeah.
Showing off that poseable thumb.
You guys have cats, you know what I'm doing.
But I was thinking about catcalling as a phrase, and I was like, that actually doesn't sum it up. It's literal sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Is it, why are we giving it this cute name? Oh my god.
Pussycalling.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, you sexually harassed me, or like street harassment.
Yeah,
like, come on, like, let's just say what it is.
Yeah, it's harassment.
Always based on your physicality. It's never, it didn't start going, what are your thoughts on Brexit? He started
love
the dress.
Yeah,
it's always based on something
yeah
to do with what you look like, and it's harassment. It's sexual harassment.
Yeah, purely.
Like, I just think catcalling kind of is almost like apologetic, like you can make an apology for catcalling.
It's quite good because it kind of works in that like functionality of a word, in that we say catcalling, everyone here knows what we're talking about. Although I do think we are thankfully moving towards understanding that it is harassment, because I actually think, like, in terms of generations, I know looking back, if we were 23 in like the 70s or the 80s, yeah, you're toast.
Done for, yeah.
And obviously this is coming from a position of us both being in London currently, you know, being educated, being relatively safe in our lives. That there's a lot of privilege that both of us have access to that obviously isn't replicated worldwide.
Yeah.
And whilst we, you know, take joy in shouting down catcallers, we totally get that's not what everyone has the position to do. And it's down to your discretion if you feel that that's unsafe for you. There's no shame there.
Do you take them down? Because I don't take them down. I say I have about a 70% success rate of shouting down.
That's not bad.
There's the 30 where I'm not shouting down, literally knocking them down into hell. But I do
to the depths of hell.
But there's that 30%. I had it once in a petrol station and I thought, And I've had it many times where I've just thought, no, this is not safe. Like, I had one the other day. I got off the tube. Did I tell you about this? And there were two very tall men pinned me in. This was horrific because they actually physically touched me. Like, they got either side of me and pinned me in the, like,
with
exit
their hands?
Of the tube. No, with their bodies, like, in the doorway. And I, like, turned around and I gave them a look and they went, "Oi, did you see her face? She gave us such a dirty look." And then I was like,
fuck you guys.
And I, luckily there was a girl there and we both had like a bit of a moment of me and the girl.
Yeah.
She like hovered for a minute. I definitely was shaken up for about 10 minutes.
Well, if that was kind of, if it was in the pitch black and you were on your own.
Well, it was dark. And I also very stupidly came out kind of the wrong exit of the tube.
So you had to walk away.
And I came out like the secluded exit. Yeah. And I was like, that was a dumb move.
Yeah. It's a dumb move to just walk these days.
Oh, you can't walk.
What a dumb move.
You can't walk anywhere.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
I feel like I always like never cared if it was safe or not. If anything, I remember saying to people, like, this is when I was like 14 probably, and people be like, you need to be careful because you might say something to the wrong person. And I'm like, no, they said something to the wrong person, me. Like, if I die for this, I'm a martyr. I don't care.
I'm not dying for someone saying, hot damn you pretty.
I'm not dying for that. I'm dying for my right to say, fuck you, don't fucking talk to me, you disgusting piece of shit.
No, I'd rather just walk down. Just whatever.
I enjoy it when it's safe. I think I've got a bit of a chip on my shoulder in there. I'm not aggressive at all, right?
No, you're not.
Not at all.
You're kind of the least aggressive
person. Yeah, I'm very, I am actually really laid back. It does take quite a lot to get me.
Well, you've never, ever, ever raised your voice at me.
And there's been many a time.
Imagine you raised your voice, but you've like, so I'm you're my sort of husband in the 30s. I'm scared of you.
He'll give you a look.
He doesn't raise my voice.
You'll regret that woman when we get on.
Keep your mouth shut. But I think, I mean, we know each other very well, but we've never had a disagreement, ever.
No.
I think you're very much...
I'm quite rational, I think.
Very rational, yeah.
But I think I do have a bit of a... I'm kind of waiting for that perfect moment to get to shout at a man and it to be justified.
Yeah, yeah, love
it. I am a bit... I do have a natural thing of like, well, I'm. It's almost my Libra justice is served.
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's educate. It's let me fucking educate you on why you are not allowed to say that to me.
I'm really glad that I did that even from a young age. Obviously, I made it out alive. To tell the tale, but I think I'm not the person that would be like that.
I think you
think of me now, but I think if someone, like, you didn't know me when I was like 15 or even like 17, etc., before, I don't know, obviously as you age you grow and change, I'm not inherently an outspoken person.
No.
So I think it's quite nice in a way. Obviously I was catcalled loads when I was a child. Literally a child. That's quite gross.
I've got some stats on this.
Like, in my fucking school uniform.
Yeah.
And I would be full on middle finger, fuck you, leave me alone, I'm a child.
I definitely did that in my school uniform because I'd be in a pack of people.
Yeah.
And that someone would go...
Well, it's broad daylight. It's half three. I'm walking home from school.
Oh, you're so fit, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's middle finger, fuck off. Yeah, when you're a child, you kind of have no fear. You don't know that they might shove you in the back of the van.
Well, I did know that. I just didn't care.
Yeah, I guess.
I just didn't care.
But now, I think now, I think I'm so aware. I think maybe I've seen too many horror films. I'm so aware that, like, sex trafficking is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to risk walking down a dark street and go, what did you say to me? There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm
it's definitely context.
I'm getting my phone out and I'm brisk walking away.
I've got my keys in between my knuckles.
Oh, I hate that.
Mm.
I hate that we've had to, like, appropriate household objects we'd have in our bag into weapons.
Yeah.
How bleak
Bizarre.
Is that? Our keys are now a thing that we put in between our
knuckles. I thought the other day, this is unrelated, I guess, to catcalling, but maybe it says something about a woman being at home on her own. I thought the other day, fuck, there's someone in the house, and it's not someone who lives here. There's someone in the house, for sure. And I was looking around the room, and I thought, okay, I've got a glass of water next to me. I could smash that on my bedside table, and then I've got a good old piece of glass, and I could slit that.
I feel like that's something from, like, The Simpsons.
No, smash the glass.
Maggie Simpson does that at one point.
No, but smash the glass over, not on them. Smash, and then get, like, a shard of glass.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Exactly.
Oh my god, but I think that's so depressing. Just thinking about, like, oh, what weapons do I have in my handbag?
Yeah.
And, like, what weapons do I have in my bedroom?
It's not nice, is it?
Is it a men thinking of it? Not in their fucking
not
bags.
Really. Not
what
in
do
that
I have
way.
In my rucksack that's gonna.
Yeah.
My hideous rucksack, my Just Do It rucksack.
Okay, so give me the stats.
Here are the stats. Sexual harassment or street harassment. There was the biggest study ever done a while ago. I think this was like 2 years ago. And it happens mostly to women aged 11 to 17. And I
that's barbaric. That's wizard stress. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like not the time.
So it's like, don't say that's women, that's girls. Like, that's children. 11, like, most women aged 11. No, that's a little child.
Just
hasn't gone through puberty, mate. So yeah, the largest ever study found that 84% of women have experienced some form of street harassment before the age of 17. And the figure is even higher in the UK. And there is no specific law preventing street harassment.
No.
There are loads of ones that are, like, more specific. So, like, Gina Martin's amazing law.
Yeah. Upskirting. If you don't know who Gina Martin is, quickly Google her.
Go
you'll
find
love
out.
Her.
Yeah. And there are also, like, no laws against stalking at all.
Yeah, stalking is incredibly difficult.
It's legal.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, how do you...
Well, it's difficult to measure. It's difficult to, like, enforce, like, restraining laws and things like that.
Anecdotal, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like...
It's almost a feeling.
Oh, it's horrific.
Like, I think a lot of, like, catcalling and harassment and, like, violence on the streets against women brews from a feeling that
exactly
I think only
that.
Women can...
Or people that have ever experienced something
yeah.
being made to feel pretty small.
Exactly.
Because also, it's like, if I quoted my... So, hot damn, you're pretty didn't offend me, I did laugh. But it's also like, if I quoted that to someone and said, Mr. Policeman, some man said to me on the street, hot damn, you're pretty, and it made me feel really scared. He'd go, what's wrong with that? It wasn't aggressive, you know, made no threat to you, but you know by the way they looked at you like a piece of meat and that they were, like, very demeaning
well,
in their
look.
Well,
that's the thing. There definitely needs to be, like, structural change because at the moment, from so many different angles, it's perceived to be just an everyday part of life, which we've spoken about Laura Bates before, who obviously started the everyday sexism, turned into a whole movement. And she talks a lot about how she faced 3 forms of sexual harassment in a week. And she says, actually, she has a TED talk, which was about 4 or 5 years ago now, so it might be a bit late, but go and listen to it anyway. And she says, if it had happened on the odd occasion, kind of like 6 months apart, I wouldn't have thought. The only thing that made me question was that it built up over a week. It's like, I know I'm not getting any prettier. Like, it's not about me. This is just the state of my society at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to others and understand if that's happening to everyone else and it was happening to everybody else. And she obviously started this thing, Everyday Sexism, where she had no, like, funding behind it or, like, she didn't publish it in any way.
Yeah.
And it grew into, like, this huge, I mean, like, thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
Oh, my God.
Like, huge thing of, like, women, men coming together, talking about, like, even the most minute details of, like, sexual harassment or even, like, inequality.
I love that
to huge things.
I love that she said about how it's not to do with what you look like.
Yeah.
Because it so isn't. And I think...
Yeah, if you haven't been catcalled recently, it's not because you're getting any uglier.
No. Well, it's nothing to do with looks. It's literally to do with power.
Yeah.
I've always thought, well, I remember having a conversation with my mum about this when I was about 13. Rape and sexual assault and sexual harassment are nothing
to do... It's not because you're attractive.
It's nothing to do with appearance or sexuality. Even.
Yeah.
It's literally a power dynamic. It's literally trying to assert power.
And that goes through history. You might feel like your experience can't be equated to the likes of, like, rape in concentration camps or white men raping black women man like murdering their husbands. But it very much is that thing of this man knows he is superior to you and more powerful than you and has everything over you. There's no fear there. He can do whatever he wants to you.
It's 100%.
And
it's,
that isn't going away.
No, doesn't look like it from what's been going
on. And that's the
on.
Podcast over. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, honestly, bye. Now let's all just go to bed. Don't lock the doors. So like so catcalling kind of comes under the broad umbrella of everyday sexism, I think. And everyday sexism, I feel, is like, I just had that so much when I was working at a pub. That's like, for me, that's like
the epitome
of everyday sexism. Love, darling, babe, every 2 seconds. I had one time, I was being a cocktail waitress in this bar pub thing, and upstairs there was a cocktail place, and someone literally shouted across the room, "Can I see your vagina?" So loudly, everyone obviously looks at me, and they got him like taken out or something. But it's just like, that should not happen to me. Oh yeah, one was, "Can I see your vagina?" That was completely ignored by everyone. The second one was, "Do you like anal?" Shouted out, and then he got kicked out. And then the next week he tried to get in again, so he had to come up and apologize to me. It was quite good.
Yeah, that was quite a good moment.
No, not accepted.
That was really good.
Yeah, I was like, absolutely not.
It's not good enough, but it's good from like a personal, like, I would love to have been you in that moment.
Oh, it was great. It was literally like, what made you feel?
And this goes like not just for catcalling, but kind of whenever anyone does anything a bit questionable, it's quite a good thing to say, why did you think that was acceptable to do that to me?
Yeah, that's it. I want to know the why.
And then they kind of struggle to answer and go, no, explain it to me.
Yeah,
it was a joke. Explain the joke. I want to hear it.
Because the only answer is, oh, I thought I was more powerful than you. I thought I'd get away with it. That's the only answer.
I thought it was funny.
But why did you think that's funny? Because you thought that you were in the position of.
Exactly. It's like, explain it to me. And they straight away.
The answer is the patriarchy.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're like,
the who?
The
poo-poo-pa. Like,
the poo-poo-pee-pee.
I never heard of it before.
They don't fucking get it.
Yeah, literally that. But I think working in a pub where everyone's drunk, but also just like any form
and
of
a male-dominated
serving,
space as well.
Where you're serving men in any way, it just jumps out. It just jumps
that
out.
That pub in particular is definitely a hub for gross gammon men.
Gammon?
No, they look, they're like, it's a white man, older, so he looks pink and wrinkly, like gammon.
Oh, 100% there. Yes, 100%.
That's quite a good response. Okay, gammon. Okay, boomer.
Well, I developed actually quite a genius technique where they'd be like, oh, can you get that for me, darling? And I'd be like, oh, sure thing, darling.
Exactly.
I just repeat what they said. And one time someone said, oh, can I have that treacle? And I went, oh, yeah, of course, treacle. And then he was like, what did you just say, treacle? And I was like, you just said it. And then
it's like, yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't
like,
it?
Do you see how insane it is to call someone you don't know treacle? It's like, is that your cat's name? Come on, treacle. It's like a crazy thing to say to someone that's literally at work.
Yeah.
Treacle.
Treacle.
Mad.
It's making me a bit hungry.
It's like, I actually kind of want some treacle.
Yum, it's a beautiful word, actually.
Treacle.
Treacle.
I just don't want to be called it by some weird man. ASMR.
Treacle. You're gonna hate editing this. Okay, what's this thing you're gonna show me?
So basically on Twitter I saw this thing and I saw this probably
you go on Twitter?
No, this was a long time ago. And yes, I do go on Twitter on the daily. But I found this thing and someone had shared it and it had like 100,000 retweets and stuff, and it was someone saying every girl should know these. It is a photo of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Two pieces of paper, and it says written by a cop. And I just feel like there's problematic things in the fact this is being shared to girls, not to men. And also it's a sad state of affairs that we need this, but this has been shared as useful information by the people, but I'm kind of showing what the hell.
Yeah.
So tip from number one from Taekwondo, the elbow is the strongest point of your body. If you're
it's
close enough
I've
to
heard
do
these.
It use it. Yeah, it's crazy. There's one that's like, toss your coin wallet, it says, to the robber, run like mad in the other direction. This one's horrible. Number three is, if you're ever thrown into the trunk of a car, kick out the back tail lights and stick your arm out and wave like crazy.
Don't have your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah, this one shocks me as well. Women have a tendency to get into their cars after shopping, eating, working, etc., and sit doing their lists. It's like, you don't know women. Do not do this. The predator will be watching you, and this is a perfect opportunity to get in the passenger side, put a gun to your head and tell you where to go. And it's just like, there's so many of them. There's absolutely crazy things.
I think the problem is as well that we're facing at the moment, not all men. because immediately everyone is dismissing and disregarding actual information that everybody should hear.
Well, this should be taught to men and women.
Exactly.
And I think there's...
because it's a reality.
The not all men discussion is just so difficult because it's like, yes, obviously not all men.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
Literally goes without saying that not every man is going to rape you. But the problem is, what was that statistic?
It's
that,
so that
everyone
thing.
Knows someone that's being raped, but not every man knows a rapist.
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah,
so clearly,
every woman knows someone who has experienced sexual harassment, but conveniently, not every man knows
a rapist.
Exactly.
So it's like the math isn't adding up. So don't come at me with your not all men shit.
Well, it's also like you've had privilege for so long that you think equality is oppression.
Yeah. Oh
you,
my god.
You just
that's
have
it.
No
yeah.
scope.
That's it. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
But I just thought that list is
fuck
just...
all men on the record. And you can print that.
I just think that what a sad state of affairs that that's going around on Twitter and all these girls are like, oh my god, amazing, I won't sit in my passenger seat.
Well, I do think that is true.
No,
because
it's
like
true.
We, you know, do a fucking self-defense class, like
no,
do whatever
true.
You can in this world to survive.
Yeah, I was googling self-defense yesterday.
Exactly.
I was like, I actually need to learn some stuff actually being here. And I have had a lot of weird situations recently. If I had gone out the back end of my station and there were those two men there, what am I doing?
Well,
they just got me now.
But it seems to be the conversation is so much more about like self-defense rather than just preventative measures.
It's
teach
crazy.
Men
education
and teach everyone how to fucking treat people in this world. What's wrong with you?
Well, what the men aren't getting a list saying don't make lists in your car, like that's crazy. Or one of them, this story is always shaking me up a moment. And
shook.
Yeah, it's got me shook, and it has since I was about 15 when I heard it. But people play like babies crying noises outside the house so women go and look, and like play on like maternal instincts
just being a decent
leave
fucking
a kind
human.
Of baby seat on the side of the road so
to
women,
draw you in,
because men would be more likely to drive past. And it's just like playing on human or maternal instincts.
And I think the problem is as well
them.
For
but also that could just be an urban myth again to instill fear in women.
No, it's true.
Is it?
Yeah,
but is it just something we've heard?
No, like, it's true. I've seen cases where it's happened.
Oh, I hate that
they still do it.
It's horrific, but I almost feel like all the stories create more fear.
Yeah, because
and women
makes that
are
discourse.
Encouraged to like not do things, don't leave the house at this time.
Well, yeah, it's exactly that. It stops you from living your life.
And the night just becomes a space where men are allowed and women are just encouraged to, like, once it's dark,
because
it's like, oh,
God
I can't
forbid
leave alone.
You're in that space and it ends up being not safe for you. It's, well, why did she do that? Why was she wearing that? Why was she there? Why was she out at night? Why was she
that,
on her own?
Yeah, what did that case of that girl that was raped and she was wearing red lacy underwear and then the judge said she was asking for
and
it?
And they used it
in the literal court case, and it's like, oh well, sorry that I left my house wearing red underwear.
Yeah,
oh, I deserve the whole thing then.
Yeah,
what an idiot of me.
Yeah,
it's just like so dark.
Oh, it actually just,
it's like infuriating. Yeah, I'm getting a bit angered.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit sad. I'm almost like, I kind of need a nap.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I won't leave the house again.
Don't tell me this is my world, please.
No,
tell me I'm going to another one.
This is a dream.
Okay, well, here's a story.
Oh, I love it. Are we all sitting comfortably?
This was when we were back in Brighton.
Nice. Oh, the happy days.
Oh, the good old days.
Dreamy.
Getting catcalled.
Getting catcalled in Brighton.
They really were the good old days.
I'd rather be catcalled in Brighton
than
London.
Anywhere else in the world.
If I've got to be catcalled everywhere.
Yeah, I'm picking Brighton.
Yeah, I'll be catcalled there. By the sea.
By the sea. Ice cream shop.
Yeah,
come on.
Can't be catcalled by an ice cream shop.
Goodness me. Walking down the street, building site. Here we go. Yeah, workmen everywhere.
A prime location.
Honestly.
What is it, a catcalling hotspot?
Honestly, a hotspot.
Never walk by a building site on your own.
No. With your hair up and your elbows out and your keys in your hands.
God, is that a wrist? Have you got your wrists out? God, you're wearing red underwear.
Literally. Okay, walking down the street in Brighton, workman says, "Hello, sausage."
Why the names? Why the name?
And I said, "Sausage?" And he said, "All right, sausage," wink. He winked at me.
Nice.
And I said, "I think my granddad was about your age when he died."
It's actually amazing. It's such a shutdown.
And all of it, I mean, he was kind of like, he must be like the boss of the workmen. And the kind of younger workmen who are about my age kind of look like...
That is hilarious. That's I think bad. My granddad was your age when he died.
So death is coming up for you, yeah?
It's like, oh, this is because so you're worried about your will, death. Yeah? So you're lashing out because you're worried you might only have 3 more years left on this planet with me.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
You're lashing out. That's perfectly understandable to be jealous of the years. But
and I think
don't.
If you're sausage. In a space, honestly, sausage, if you're in a space where you can belittle them, it really is the way to go because you've turned a situation that is belittling for you into something that's like a bit of a comedy.
Of empowerment.
Yeah, it's like really empowering and just quite funny.
I think 100% yes, love it. I just don't want people that are listening to this going, oh my god, yes, I'm gonna fight back, and then the moment when it's not safe, someone goes, you're right, sausage, 100%. And they were just gonna leave it at that, and you turn around and go, sausage, and now you're engaged with them, and now it's an eye contact moment. Like, no,
exactly.
Just, if you have to walk on by,
exactly.
If you need to speed off in your
and
car,
that doesn't
do
make
it.
You any less of a feminist.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
No, I think that it took me a long time to come to that because I personally
it's all choice.
Don't engage.
Yeah.
Usually, I say 70% success rate. I do mostly engage. Even if it's just a look, I like to
let them know.
I'm going to give away now the ultimate response to catcalling that I feel has been the most successful. And this was developed by my friend and I think it's the most genius thing ever.
Mm.
And I would say this is my biggest success one. Very simple. And it's just a yawn. A fake, big, fat, fake yawn. But do not let them know it's fake. Make it look genuine. It's even when someone like revs their car at you, it's like,
it's kind of make me yawn thinking about it.
No, because you're an empath. But it's literally just like, oh, you're not even on my radar. Because mm-hmm. the main thing with catcalling, it's power, and it's also just like, see me. It's like, notice me. It's like, it's a cry for help in a way.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a like, you're not even on my radar. I'm not gonna say what? You didn't even, it doesn't offend me. Like, you're not even in my life.
100%.
And I've seen people get angry at that.
Yeah.
Or like, their faces go a bit red.
Yeah.
So I had it the other day when someone shouted like, you're right, love, something like that. And I just did a very like, look at my phone, kind of yawn. And I kind of noticed his mate like getting a bit like laughy at him, like fully 100%.
Because it's embarrassing.
It's mortifying to shout something at someone. You're right, love.
Yeah.
She doesn't respond. She doesn't even notice. You're so irrelevant. I also had one with my friend.
Yeah.
So I was walking back with, there were three of
this
us.
This is a bad one.
This is really horrific. And we're walking down the street and we'd just come back from the cinema. So full kind of hoodies, no makeup, kind of just walking down
just
the street.
Just having a whale of
you
a time.
You think you're safe from the male gaze. Oh no, you're not. Even in bin bags, you're not safe. We're walking down the street. There were two men that approached us and they literally, as they walked past, went 7-2-6. Like literally rated us, and my friend was obviously really upset because she was like in the middle.
Yeah, you were all like,
it.
"Who's the two? Like, what?"
Yeah,
what
and she was like, "I was in the middle, so I'm the two." But it's just like, no, let's not even like. There's no like, why are we comparing ourselves now? We were walking down the street, coming back from the fucking cinema.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And now we're there thinking, who's the ugly one?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
According to who?
According to these ugly
exactly.
fucking 50-year-old men.
Yeah.
Who were both just like gross men.
Yeah.
Who were both married with children our age.
Exactly that. They were my granddad's age when he died.
Now we're all thinking, I was the two.
I'm the ugly one, yeah. According to what?
It's literally just such bollocks. And then, but the other one that I was thinking of, yeah, that was a bad one. And that kind of had my friend thinking for a while. But the one that I was thinking of was that I think there were about four of us walking down the street, also in Brighton. And there were these men sat outside a pub and it was like hot, hot summer. So my friend was wearing very, very short shorts. She didn't hear this, but the men, we were walking just behind her, went, oh, what a dog.
And it's like, you said that.
And it doesn't change anything, but she's one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Who is it? Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like literally one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. And these weird old men are calling her a dog. They feel invited or entitled to talk about her.
Yeah.
She didn't even notice them. They're so nothing.
Oh, so infuriating.
This is also a crazy one. I'm sorry. I'm really.
No, I'm loving it. Getting me a bit fumed. I hope everyone's getting angry together.
Honestly, they're coming at me now. Like they're just flowing through.
Well, that was what Laura Bates said in her TED talk. I'm sure she says this in her TED talk. If not, she says it somewhere. That a woman contacted her and said this one time sorry, I've just completely interrupted your story, but it's this moment where this guy asked her for directions. He was driving and she came over to the car. She gave him the directions politely and then he put both hands out of his car window grabbed her boobs hard, hurt her. And she normally would just be like, oh my god, she's so embarrassed. She's physically hurt. Like she's in pain. She's just mortified.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, it's horrific. So violated. And she said to Laura, in that moment, I felt every woman, man, anyone who had ever come forward for everyday sexism felt everyone standing behind her, ready to fight with her, and enough that she took down the number plate and eventually he got caught and taken in and things like that.
I fucking love that.
That's why I think it's important.
Freezing cold. Yes, hey. Oh my god. I feel all the women inside me.
We're like getting possessed.
They're all behind us.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. But it is that thing it's important for everyone to be angry together.
Yeah. And it is fucking angering. Someone reaching out and grabbing your boobs is the most
violating.
That's so violating. It's horrific.
Go on with your story.
So this is one.
Sorry.
These are the everyday sexism ones.
Exactly.
These aren't the horrific.
These aren't even notable.
These aren't when men have followed me home or things like that. Those are when those get fucking horrendous and I've had fucking crazy situations like that.
Yeah.
And I don't wish those on anyone, because those are you think you're dead at that
100%
point.
You're fearing for your life
when someone is following you. I think when someone crossed the street, I crossed, they crossed again, and I crossed again, and they followed me every time. I started legging it.
I was probably like, I was gonna say 15, but I probably would have been about 13. It was me and my friend, and then she went into her house walking along. They followed me literally everywhere. I went into a shop, they waited outside, I came out.
Well, at that point there, you honestly think I'm dead. Yeah, I don't know why we don't find 999 in that. You almost think,
because you think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's almost not even valid. There's someone actually, they're going to kill you. They're going to rape you, basically.
Given the chance, they would.
Yeah, they're following you. They're going to attack you. I think that's safe to assume.
But that's the thing, because it's all about that brewing feeling.
Yeah.
And a feeling is very hard to hand over to the police or to an authority. A feeling.
Yeah.
It's valid.
Yeah.
And it should be different. But the case at the moment is that we feel like embarrassed almost to think that you're under a threat when everyone else is just going about their day.
How appalling is that? Because you fucking know. You've had ones where you think someone's behind you and you go, oh no, they're not. I mean, you're so doubting yourself, but you fucking know that person has been behind you for too long, or a car is following you down a weird road.
Yeah.
You just fucking know it. Or a man looks at you weird, or a man is taking a photo up your skirt. Like, you just know. You just fucking know it. But this is really now, seems very light compared to...
But that's the thing, some of them are.
Yeah, this is an everyday one, but my two friends were on a bus together. I wasn't present, but I've heard this story many times. My two friends were on a bus. There were lots and lots of boys on the bottom floor of the bus. It was like a double decker.
I was going to say as well, we keep saying, I was here in Brighton. I was doing this in Brighton. Brighton's not like a really bad place. It's just because obviously we've spent a lot of time
in
Brighton.
Yeah, we were just young girls in Brighton, for 3 years.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be a young girl anywhere without having some
experiencing something.
Shit. Also, as I've said, I've had more in the last month than I've had in my entire life.
Exactly, yeah. They're on a bus.
They were walking down the stairs, came off the bus. These boys that were at the front went, oh, she's fit, as one of them got off. And then as the other one got off, went, oh, she's not. And it's just one of those things that's like, oh, so now I was just getting off the bus with my friend and now I feel appalling. And you felt entitled to comment on my looks when
me against my friend.
Yeah, you put me next to my friend. So now what? I'm thinking about
grim feeling.
And also it's like, I wouldn't have even noticed you. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you comment?
Who do you think
you're
are in my
fucking
life?
Fit. What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, and now the bus has driven off and you've just got on with your day and I'm left with that feeling. How horrific
is really
that?
Really gross.
She's fit. She's not.
Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. Literally, fuck
go
off.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't cope when I heard that. I was like angry for days.
Whoa,
I'm still angry.
I want to be there. That's the thing. I need to be there to serve the justice.
Well, I want to say to all his friends, oh, guys, did you just hear this guy saying
that? You're all fucking ugly, by the way.
Well, you're just nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't even see you.
Yeah, that's the bit that's so annoying.
Them saying to my friend, you're not fit, or them saying to my friend, you're a dog, or them saying to my friend, you're a two.
You're fit, or whatever.
It's like, we didn't even see you.
Did I ask?
Yeah. Did I ask? Did I say, guys, can you just rate me on a scale from 1 to 10 next to my friends, please? We'll line up. Can you just rate us all on a scale from 1 to 10?
It's fucking insane. We never fucking asked.
We're literally coming back from seeing probably some horror film. Like, yeah. We're literally on the way back from the cinema. We're filled with popcorn. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
7, 2, 6.
Horrific.
Oh, thank you so much. I was actually just wondering what we were on a scale of 1 to 10.
It's horrific.
It's awful. It's so angering because there's no way my friends would, or me, any girl would feel entitled to walk past two men and say audibly to their face, 3-1.
Yeah.
Because that's what you are.
And there's no way that it's not about power.
Yeah, it fully is.
Also, I did, you know, a little quick scan, and I remembered this thing that I saw on Twitter from a male had tweeted it, a man, had tweeted, like, I was with my friend, a girl, she got catcalled. Then when they realised that she was with me, they apologised to me.
Because you're property.
Yeah.
It's more valid that you're male property.
Yeah, and also, sorry, I've got a boyfriend. That's the only thing they'll accept, because it's now...
When I was working in this pub, I was working there kind of 2 months ago, and a man came in and said, oh, can I get your number? You're really cute. I remember him saying, kept calling me cute, and I thought, funny choice of adjective, because it's all rooted in power, even then. You're so cute. Please can I get your number? I was literally like, no, sorry, I'm not interested. Like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
He would not leave. Like, I was packing up, I was closing the bar.
Mm.
He would not leave until I said I had a boyfriend.
Exactly.
And I don't.
And then
have
he goes,
boyfriend.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah, and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I had literally rejected him about 5 times.
Exactly, yeah.
It only means something. It needs a man's stamp of
approval. Yeah, exactly.
Of like, she's actually someone else's.
Yeah, someone got there first. Someone catcalled her before you.
It's like, you can't disrespect a man.
But I also think it's about power, because I've seen people do it to Jack, in a way.
Okay.
Or even before, I mean, there was one time when I was really young, because I wasn't with Jack, I was with somebody else. Yeah, I wasn't even with Jack at the time, I was with this other guy. I was literally a child, I was about 13, 14.
Yeah.
And we were walking through London, and this guy said to him, this guy was busking. I'm doing air guitar right now.
Yeah.
This guy was busking away. And we were walking along, and there was kind of a few other people walking along.
Mm.
Some couples and, you know, whatever. Older people, families. And the guy stopped his song, and we walked on, and he said, and the award for the guy with the best looking girlfriend is that guy there, blah, blah, blah. My boyfriend, literally that feeling as like a 13-year-old girl. I mean, I looked older. Now that I'm 23, I just look my age, I think, maybe even a bit younger. But at 13, and I think this is kind of like an epidemic of our generation.
Yeah, yeah.
We looked so much older than we actually were. And definitely now I think that's carrying on. But even so, as like a 13-year-old girl, then with my boyfriend, now my boyfriend's kind of like feeling a bit jilted by this like,
by a man that's busting.
By this man.
Yeah.
Who's like,
Ed
you know,
Sheeran.
Fully, actually, could, I think timing wise, it could have been.
That's
Ed Sheeran.
What I was thinking.
Kind of, we're an angel.
Like, yeah. Love it.
And then another time, this was more recently, maybe with Jack. And someone literally took Jack aside and said, can I shake your hand? Like, that's incredible. Like,
it's awful. And but also,
then I'm like, oh, now my boyfriend's feeling a bit like, what? Like, now not only do I have to experience this, my loved one is going through this too. And now I know that we all, it's just, where does this end? Why are you doing that? Why? Why did you think it was acceptable to do that? Explain it to me. Just doesn't mean anything.
Living in a 21st century, doing something mean to
I can't.
That's power by Kanye West. We're not putting that in. But so, do you not think, in the way going, oh, clap, 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 here's the best looking girl in the world.
Let me shake your hand.
Is there room for feeling some kind of flattery in that?
Hmm.
Because I think that we would be naive as a society to assume that women, we get our validation from the male gaze a lot of the time.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Generally speaking, obviously we're trying to fight everything we do at higher.
The world is set up that way, at least.
Yeah. Do you think that there is any space to when someone says clap, 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 he's the best looking girl in the world, you feel scared if you're on your own. Mm. You feel absolutely, that's fucking terrifying. Is there a room that you're kind of going, oh, okay, I'm pretty. I feel validated.
I think with catcalling, with anything like with sexism, but specifically something like catcalling and like just harassment, it's very much down to the discretion of that situation. And as long as, or if we can assume that whatever the candidate is not outsourcing their validation from external parties and they're just all right in themselves, then you can feel a genuine compliment if James comes up to you on the train station, talks to you about politics for a bit, says he likes your hair and your dress, and then sends you on your way and hopes you have a nice day. That's quite, you've had a nice interaction, that's fine.
But there's a difference between
there's an absolute difference
and someone saying, oh, you're
right, get your tits out.
Yeah, get your tits out, all right, sausage.
Yeah.
Or as what we were talking about, oh, she's fit, she's not.
Exactly.
Or the friend that said
it's
fit,
all about that brewing
good.
Feeling, like, no, no. I think. It's about the brewing feeling.
And also that it only takes a fine line between starting off with, oh, you're right, love, to I'm going to follow a girl down the street. Like, 100%. I wonder how big a jump that really is. You already feel entitled to speak to me, then you feel entitled to touch me, like those men on the train.
Where are we drawing
where
the line?
Where are we drawing the line? Are you next following me? I've only got to catch you in the right moment.
And also, then I think it is also about, I mean, it's just, there should be just some sort of code of conduct overall as any human being, man, woman, whatever, that you know how to treat other human beings with respect.
Yeah.
But it is also a subjective and like personal like train of thought that you have when someone comes to you with something that you could take as a compliment, or you could take it the completely other way based on your experiences, your perspective, I mean your outlook, your understanding of yourself, your self-esteem, all of those things will come together to create how you perceive that, because obviously he's perceiving it in a very different way.
Well, he's perceiving it
as a big old joke.
Well,
he's just having a laugh.
He's perceiving it as, oh, she'll love it, she'll love it,
won't care, whatever.
Yeah, I just want to say
my
it.
Wife won't care.
I actually don't think they're thinking about you at all. It's just I want to say it.
Exactly, yeah, he's just having a laugh.
It's ego. It's just completely, I want to say it, oh look, I just said it, and then never think about it again.
I do think there is some innocence in men who catcall, not all of them but some of them. I think there is in the sense that we're all born into this patriarchal society. If I'm told and I've seen enough of all my pals, my dad, his dad before him and his dad before him, speak to women in a kind of jokey, you're right sausage, I'm gonna do the same thing. And until that 18-year-old girl turned around and said, okay, well my granddad was your age when he died, I'm not really gonna question it, right? I'm not gonna question it. And that's not because I may not have any malintent towards that girl, but I've inadvertently created some. And so I think it's about how the men deal with the consequences of that and how they then respond to you. Do you know what I mean? How willing they are to understand what they've done.
Well, I think a lot of it
there's
comes
a lot
down...
of ignorance.
Yeah, I would say ignorance rather than innocence. Like, I would say it's a lack of education.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's down to, men have been hearing for generations now that women saying don't do that. I think it just does now come down to men calling out their friends. I think a lot of it needs to be, if you're the guy in the group that hears your mate go, you're right love, go, wait, why did you do that?
And obviously this is personal because it's who we, it's like,
who we know.
This is not a fair test, because we're obviously a very small sample size of who we've got surrounding us. But I can't really think of really any men that I know that I would think, you would do that, you would catcall people.
Well, do you remember when we were in a convo with one of our friends who was a boy, and they out of nowhere just throw out a boys will be boys comment?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but
oh, you weren't there?
Well, I was there in the building, but I wasn't in that conversation.
Oh, well, I was in the conversation. And literally watched me say nothing, like, I didn't know what to say. I think I said, oh, let's end that right there.
Let's not get into that.
No, I don't. I think I was like, right, I think he definitely knew.
Oh, 100. I remember you saying he knew, you know, what the tone was.
He knew he overstepped.
Yeah,
but I could not be bothered to fucking educate. It's not the day. I'm tired. I'm
well,
at the
that's
pub
the
with my
thing,
friends.
And that's like a huge. That's a bigger discussion of do we
whose
all,
job is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, do we be friends with people who love Boris Johnson? Like, where are you drawing the line? Like, do you know what I mean? There's so much that comes to build a person.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, exactly. And his whole personality is not boys will be boys.
Exactly.
But it 100% took me off guard. And 100%, if I was in a different mood that day, I would have gone in.
Or if you didn't know him,
would have written him off.
If you didn't know him at all, and you'd first met, and within 2 minutes he says, hi, my name is blah blah blah, what do you think of this, boys will be boys, you fill in the blanks of the rest of their personality and think, well, he's a dick,
Tory,
fuck you,
wanker, sexist,
and you think, I'm not gonna waste my time. But it's when you've built up an image of someone being a really decent guy,
that a decent guy can then come out with boys will be boys.
100%.
But
it's you see it everywhere. 100%. And you have so many people you've known for years and years and years, and you kind of slowly watch them take this kind of right of center her position.
Yeah.
And they're a bit kind of hateful sometimes. And at what point do you forget how nice they were in year five? And do you know what I mean? Like, when do you start to, you know, but I know his mum and.
Well, definitely that was hearing that to me, that's almost a write off. That's like, I can't be friends with someone that would say boys with boys. That is an insane thing to say.
I couldn't be friends with someone who sexually harasses people on the street.
No, it's not an option. Yeah. It's not even a consideration.
You've gone way over the criteria. It's like,
you're not even close to
fit the bill. Yeah.
You're not even final 100, mate. No, sorry, exactly. You're not even close. But in that moment, it was a choice of, oh, do I go into a big conversation? Yeah. You get into sort of the
kind of embarrassing myself in front of the power dynamics.
The whole night then becomes education. It's like, I need to take you back so far.
Mm.
I need to take you
far. And are you willing?
Yeah. And are you going
to
be
there? Are you willing
to
listen? Yeah.
Are you going to get in my time machine with me?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not.
Probably not.
No,
because it's comfortable here for you.
Oh, it's great. You're having a laugh.
Because boys will be boys.
Boys will
it's
be boys.
It's great for you.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to be a boy?
Yeah.
Play that football, shout at a girl.
Yeah.
Boys will be boys. Love it. Girls will be girls.
Pussy.
Does this all fit into this large topic of rape culture?
Yes.
Agreed. And that's the end of that. But I just found something because I was gonna look at a while ago. It was the time that I got catcalled in the petrol station that I referred to earlier, and I put a thing on the story saying I've just been catcalled, blah blah blah, and I'd also been spoken to in a derogatory way the mm-hmm. night before when I was out at a club, and a man was talking to me about like the Prince Andrew thing, and he like really used like rhetoric of like boys will be boys kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I was catcalled the next day, so I thought fuck this. Mm-hmm. So I posted a thing, and it was like the pyramid of rape culture. So it starts at the very the bottom, which is like the normalized things, which like locker room banter, rape jokes, boys with boys, and it goes up slightly to like catcalling, unwanted sexual touching, dick pics, flashing, stalking. At the very top, it's like revenge porn, stealthing, which is like when you take the condom off, for anyone that doesn't know, during sex, horrific. That is rape. Molestation, drugging, and at the very top is rape. I just think that kind of sums up. So catcalling is near the bottom of this larger thing.
But
so
that doesn't mean it's insignificant.
No,
it means it
not.
Feeds into an incredibly pervasive issue that we have at the
and
moment.
And that's the thing of like people saying, oh, well, what's wrong with saying, oh, you look nice today
it's
to
like,
a girl?
Don't be naive.
Yeah,
don't be naive to the significance of that.
Well, that's kind of the thing that you were saying at the beginning of the podcast about this guy, James, on the train.
Yeah.
It's like, as a singular act, that is
between
nothing.
James and me, Erin, that's
nothing.
Fine.
In a larger system of men that are allowed to just talk to you when you want and aren't reading the room, if you literally have a headphone in, you're literally
two headphones
in, you're not there to be his entertainment for the day. It's just like, look at the larger picture here.
Exactly.
Look at what's going on.
Yeah.
So I opened the question up to everyone else saying it's
months
difficult.
Ago. This you may be involved in
this could be you.
It might be you. I'm a slut.
Yeah, I'm a slut. So I said it's so difficult to call people out on this shit, but it's so important if it's safe. And then I said, what are the worst boys will be boys statements you've heard?
Oh my
recently?
God, I remember this.
And these people, you guys, came up with the best things
these
ever.
These people.
These
it's
people.
You.
So the classic, give us a smile.
Mm-hmm.
It's just male instinct.
Oh.
You should feel grateful that I want to touch you. Some guys wouldn't. Someone said that to someone. Someone said
that's
that
to someone.
That's a real
thing that has been said, yeah.
You can't expect us not to touch you when you wear something like that. Nuts.
It is, it's almost just like, okay, well, I'm speechless, which I get that isn't good for a podcast, but that's kind of all I've got left.
Yeah.
Like, I really, I just think, encourage the conversation and make some real change, because this is so, so unfortunate.
Yeah, it's awful. So, and then I also said to everyone, what's the worst catcalls you've had?
Mm.
And so I said, we've spoken out in the past about catcalling and how this is not flattering, it's just aggressive, and we want to hear your experiences.
Mm.
So you guys wrote in, so we've got a classic, show me your tits, and then a refusal followed with fuck you with two women sitting with him laughing, which is just like, come on women.
Honestly, women,
we've all been
come
there.
On women.
I've got a jungle down there, do you want to see it? Brackets, I was 12. It's bad, isn't it? You sexy Asian, I'm so glad. And then she said, I'm so glad my involuntary physical traits suit your fetishes and preference.
Oh, it's so something that you ask like other women or people who have experienced it. Everyone has the same like feeling, like everyone's got a story or 20. Ask a man about it and suddenly they've got nothing to say.
Oh,
or they
I've
just
never
can't,
done that. I've never seen anyone do that.
Or almost the stories just seem like statistics.
Yeah.
It's not, they can't feel the tragedy.
But it's like the fact we've been able to talk for, I don't know how long this podcast is going to be.
Yeah.
an hour around of just stories mainly. Like, we genuinely have, I can just rail off so many.
100% and not stop.
I'm not even scratching the surface. You'd
have to step in. Yeah,
you'd
have to step in and
stop it. Of this week.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
And it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, there have just been so many things. Like, or I haven't even mentioned the ones that have terrified me.
That's the thing, yeah. There's so many.
These are the funny
ones. Withholding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
these are the light comedy ones.
Yeah, exactly. Like, always, as you do, send us your stories as well, because we always, you know, if you want to vent about anything,
yeah,
any catcalling that you've experienced, we are here in the DMs, ready to listen, ready to feel your fury.
And we're feeling it.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Feeling like a bit sick.
Yeah, I'm on edge right now.
I don't know what it is. When I talk about this, this is one of the topics that I just think we face this genuinely every day.
I just think, like, it's
unspoken.
So, yeah, it's just so disgusting.
Like, you don't even tell people when you've like, you literally just internalize that and just walk on with your life.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to sound like someone that's moaning, or 100%. You don't want to sound almost, there's an idea that you're arrogant.
Yeah.
That I'm saying, oh, guys, it happens to me all the time. It's because I'm so hot. No, genuinely, it happens to everyone. And
all
that's,
the time.
And it's nothing
but
to
men,
do with what you look
a
like.
A lot of men don't. I've had, like, male family members be like, fuck, like, I don't know if I can walk around with you. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Because you're getting
heckled. Yeah, because it's too much. I remember my cousin even being like, do you see everyone looking? And I'm like, yeah, I see it, but it's a part of life.
But
like,
isn't that weird? Because that would sound, I think, to someone that doesn't know
what's
going on, that you're saying, oh, I'm beautiful.
I'm breathtaking.
So, yeah, honestly, you can't walk down the street with me. It's not that. It's
but
an
that's
act
the
of
reality.
Power. It's
yeah,
an act
exactly.
Of power. It's not.
My cousin was literally like, I'm getting fumed. Like, this is.
Yeah, and you're wearing normal clothes.
Yeah, and he was like, people are with their, like, wives and partners. They're with their daughters. There's no boundary.
It's crazy. Oh. I remember once I was wearing a wetsuit. I was 12 years old.
Oh,
and I was wearing
God.
A wetsuit.
I think you've told me this before.
And I walked down the beach, and my mum was just behind me, and this old man looked at my bum or something as I walked past, and my mum saw him do it and literally went up to him and said, you know, she's 12, right? And he was like 40.
I remember I was going to the hospital once, and I was 5 years old, and my mum was carrying me, and I was in a dress, and as she was carrying me into the hospital, as we'd parked up or whatever, walking in, I'm in her arms, and this guy's just staring up my dress.
As a five-year-old.
And I'm 5 years old. She's like, she's 5 years old. Like, had this whole thing.
Yeah.
5 years old, and you're going to the hospital because I'm ill.
Oh my God. The world is nuts.
Like, you're already, like, as soon as you bring a life into the world, and immediately you think, fuck, she's got a vagina, we're fucked.
Yeah, we're completely fucked.
We're fucked. We're going to have to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, it's like, we may have a situation.
This might go wrong. Yeah.
This could go severely wrong.
Yeah.
But how horrendous is that? It's literally like, you're not.
It's like,
even
parenting, I've accidentally put it from intermediate mode to expert.
Yeah.
Shit. never played this before.
The difficulty level is
Yeah,
out
the difficulty
of
level has now gone out of control.
Yeah. She can't go to the hospital without a man looking up her
at 5 years
old.
Old
dress. That's why I find that statistic about, like, the young.
So it's not about how attractive you are, by the way, because
no.
I was five.
Yeah. She was a very fit 5 year old.
Good.
Honestly, this is the whole thing. It's nothing to do
about
with
you.
It's nothing to do. It's about the fact that men, so socially speaking, feel entitled, even invited by your presence to comment on you.
The only role that you have to play is for all of us to be able to come together and feed that fury into something meaningful and powerful and gain some momentum and actually garner change out of it.
Yeah.
That's your only role. This is not about you and your flaws and you're you know, looking great, looking bad, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a personal
this isn't
issue.
She's fit, she's not situation. They weren't she's fit, she's not.
Yeah.
That wasn't what happened there.
No.
What happened is a man wanted to speak. That's all that happened.
And the world has let him so far.
Yeah, and so far, no problem there. Probably still doing it. Probably says that every time he gets off a bus.
Yeah.
She's fit, she's not.
Yeah. Even when there's no one on the
there's
bus.
There's no one on the bus. Some cats get off the bus.
She's not. Oh, guys.
God,
I hope you've enjoyed this.
I'm feeling angry, and I'm hoping you're feeling angry too.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling something.
I think actually you need the fucking anger.
Yeah.
Like, what is there to not be angry
because
about?
It breaks the mundane. Because we're just so ingrained
it's
in our
not
lives.
Normal. And I hope if you're a guy that's listening to this, you're feeling fucking angry too.
Mm.
And I think send this to your male friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get your male friends to listen to this, because I think it's, do you remember that movement that Emma Watson was, like, head of, like, he for she?
Yeah, that was with the UN.
Yeah, I think think it's actually really important for men
to understand.
Yeah, to know about this, to know that it's like, oh, every time someone says, oh, you're fit, oh, babe, darling. Mm-hmm.
And it's harnessing that power that they already have. Yeah. You have such a power and a social presence if you are male already. Yeah. Capitalize on that and use it for good.
Yeah. Well, I had someone say to me, oh, what's wrong with someone calling you darling or babe? It's nice. It's like, you can tell the difference. I can't even begin to describe how you can tell the difference between someone going, oh, come on, love, and they love you. It's a different thing. Someone going, oh, get me that love, and it's demeaning. There's just an inherent difference, and it's like,
it's that feeling.
You just fucking know the difference. And love is instantly telling me that I'm less powerful than you.
Yeah.
Which we all fucking know.
Yeah.
Because we're only a step away from you following me home.
Murdering me.
Yeah, we all know this. We've all had TV.
Yeah.
We've all had history books. Come on.
Oh.
There we go, guys.
Goodness me.
That's catcalling 101.
Ooh, in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a nutshell. God, I feel delirious. The biggest nutshell of all time. The biggest old peanut.
Well, thanks so much.
Oh, well, I think you've loved
all of our
it.
Other podcasts are just very, just fun, amazing.
Well, I think this is... I love these convos because they really set me on fire. Like, the anger of
fire. You're on fire.
Fire.
Harry Potter reference there. Thought we weren't going to squeeze it in, but we did.
I love how we every time managed to fit a Harry Potter
a weird old reference.
Right, I think we're ending this here, guys.
Yeah.
So
get
leave
out
a
of
review.
Here.
Yeah, leave a review on Apple if you're using Apple. Share this to your story. Share it with your friends. Send it to people that have been catcalled and need some catcalling chat.
Let us know what you think.
And send us your stories.
Thank you so much, guys. Hope you never get catcalled ever again.
Yeah, I wish you just safe walks in the dark. Ugh. Many lonely walks. Walks in the dark. Oh, that's the dream.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Enjoy, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.